Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour, Kathy Griffin's here. Okay, please, God, let Donald Trump get indicted right now.
Please
bring me Donald Trump's head on a legal platter while Kathy Griffin is here. I only have so many dreams left.
Are we on the indictment clock?
Oh my God.
What about Giuliani's new thing saying the president can't be indicted? And then how he spins it where Mueller, like a mob boss, looked at his assistant, by the way, another coffee boy, I assumed.
Yes.
And the assistant said, well, we have to follow the Department of Justice. I think what they meant by that was, of course we can interview him and subpoena him to at least testify before a grand jury. But I love how Rudy's got it all locked up. Sorry. Hello, everybody. I'm Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin's here, everyone.
Comedy fugitive.
Oh, my God. I gave you the longest hug. I haven't seen you in the longest time. I am so proud of you. Fucking... Come on, Kathy Griffin. Selling out Carnegie Hall in less than 24 hours. Fuck you, Donald Trump.
When they tried to decimate me, and that was Don Jr.'s words, or as I call him, Eddie Munster. Now, let me gush.
Wait, who's date rape?
Date rape is Eric.
Okay.
Allegedly.
All right.
Ivana is just nail polish and Xanax. Allegedly. I'm just saying it sounds that way.
What's Jared?
Jared is just destined to be at Rikers. Like, seriously, like father, like son. He is just destined.
This is what I love.
And by you know Rikers has a gay wing. So the gays might think he's, like, kind of cute.
Oh, he's a little twinkish.
Or maybe at least the first month at, well, he's a little old for twinks, honey. Who are you talking to?
Well, this morning we said that Ivanka keeps his balls on the bedside.
Good.
In a little box.
Good.
Here's what's great about America.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin's back, motherfuckers. She's laughing your head off to her. Come on, that's funny.
I mean, okay. I'm leaning in, as Sheryl
Selling
Sandberg would
out,
say.
And Donald Trump and his family are going to end up in prison.
Yay!
That's what's great about America.
All right, now let me gush. All right, so besides the obvious reasons to love you, because you're brilliant, you are the real deal, and you walk the walk, you don't just talk the talk, you gave me my late night break. And when Stephanie had her show on Fox... And by the way, you know, when you had that show on Fox, as you know, the
it was
only
not just Fox, it was, yeah.
It you was, were
no, it was the yeah. network Fox,
right.
Not Fox News.
Right.
And I always, when you got that show, I was so excited because as a kid, I'm sure you thought the same thing. When Joan Rivers was allowed to take over The Tonight Show and then go to Fox, I thought, oh my God, from now on, late night's going to be half women, half men. And you got your show. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's on a real network. And she had me as a guest, and I had never done a talk show before
oh
your
my
show.
God.
So
you
I just want to thank you so much and then remind the audience that not since you as a female had a network
I made her.
Nightly
you heard
talker.
Her.
A
I
night
made
network. Like, I love the gals in cable. I love Samantha Bee.
Yes.
Love them all.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, people don't realize that as network late night, it hasn't been since Joan broke the glass ceiling. You took it over.
And
then they decided to do some sort of genital mutilation to all female comedians.
Right. It's The Handmaid's Tale in late night still, basically.
Yeah.
I'm going to unstitch myself.
Yeah, everyone does.
You are a badass motherfucker. Listen, since I've seen you, you've picked up, I don't know, a few Grammys, Emmys, a lot of stuff.
That was all wiped away with one picture, honey. My whole body work wiped away. May 30th, 2017. I'll never forget.
I got to come clean. Which you don't care. I work in my basement. But I said, and I'm sure you heard this, as you've said from other liberal friends, I love you. I think you're hilarious. I was like, God, fuck, Kathy. This is going to hurt the resistance. This they're going to get. Sean Hannity's going to use this picture every fucking night in his show. And guess what?
And
Sean Hannity
right.
did.
You
Sean
right.
Hannity used it every fucking night. And by the way, since he's Donald Trump's homo best friend, they talk on the yeah. phone every night. Yeah. And I thought it traumatized Barron so much. How come his best friend used the picture every single
exactly.
night?
Exactly. Right? Also, the Access Hollywood tape didn't traumatize, you know, I think right. Barron has seen worse. I think we all know.
He lives with Donald. He's yeah. probably seen his dad naked.
Well, first of all, you know, it's the Donald. Because, you know, I know this moron. And he wants to be called the Donald, which is the weird. But now he's accidentally the president. It was an accident. It was just a typo. This is not supposed to be.
It's totally illegitimate.
I've gone to 15 countries. You know, I'm on the Interpol list, detained at every airport.
It's
2-month federal investigation. And yet, overseas, in every country I went to, they, number one, would blame me because they'd hear my American accent. And then they would just be like, no matter what country, I don't care if it was Reykjavik, Iceland or Auckland, New Zealand, they'd just be like, what are you guys doing? And I'm flight attendant.
You're like me?
Down the street.
Of all people, you're
you know what would really hurt is I would go, I'll tell you what, Google my name and you'll know I didn't vote for him. And then three different people went, oh, all Americans say that. I'm like, seriously, Google
oh,
my
no,
name.
Oh, no, Google me. Yeah. I have the T-shirt. I travel in the T-shirt. I'm sorry about our president in every language. It's just
oh, good
language.
For you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
I'll get you one.
I need one.
Yeah, well.
Because I don't want anyone thinking this is a game. I mean,
no.
This was a real live
no.
First time in history that a sitting United States president has used the power of the Oval Office, the First Family, his Twitter account, which is now basically a television programming device, because
yeah.
it's like breaking news every time he tweets something insane constantly. And then to get the call from my lawyer saying, you're under a federal investigation by not one but two federal agencies, Secret Service and AUSA,
yeah.
and they're thinking of charging you with conspiracy to assassinate the President of the United States. I was having a rough day, as it was, I admit. And I was like, you know what? This is not funny today. And he was like, yeah. you know what? This is not a joke. And then I got Lisa Bloomed, and yeah. that made things worse. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Now, see, we're going to talk some real shit because Lisa Bloom's my friend. Joy Reid's my friend.
I know.
We have a lot
I
of
know.
Friends,
I love Joy. And I'm sorry. I thought Lisa
I
was
know.
Like a real deal feminist, and she bloomed me. And my actual First Amendment attorney was actually at a funeral. So it was like the one right. time he's like, right. ooh, the one day I didn't take your call.
But Kathy, can I just say, because you talked about this.
Yeah.
You've talked about this. The sisterhood and some women had your back and
yeah.
some women did. And you know what I loved is that Anna Navarro had your back on The
yes.
View more than anybody.
Yes.
Republican.
Yes.
Was like, and here's what I would say. My friends Joy Reid and Lisa Bloom, who they've both been through a version of what you've been through. Mm-hmm. And I had their backs.
Yeah.
And I know that you get that. And
yeah.
Lisa Bloom with Harvey Weinstein, I said on the air, I said, my friend made a mistake.
Yeah.
And she apologized and she fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you have your own experience with her, but I feel like we all navigate this shit where they just came after Joy Reid. And I was like, I'm gay.
Right.
And I've made the same jokes about Charlie Crist and about
Ann Coulter.
Fucking Ann Coulter.
And, I mean, and I thought Savage tweet was funny when he said, I think he said, if I refuse to speak to everyone who said a gay slur 10 years ago, I wouldn't be talking to my mother.
Right.
So,
Dan
yes,
Savage.
I am with you that I also don't like this era where you go back and you dig up anything and everything
yeah.
because I've done 23 specials. Like
right.
I used to do a joke that I wouldn't do today, but I used to do a joke about Clay Aiken and how he had a fog. You get it.
Yeah, well,
it's a bad,
I've seen your shows.
It's a faggy dog. Now that's a bad word, and I don't do that joke anymore. But I'm just saying,
I did shit
the grace
that would
of
get
God
me,
go any of us to you're going to go I back looking.
Get,
you know,
Kathy, I did shit that would get me fired today. I mean, this is what I said, and I will be not that you care. You're with, but I, you know, you probably don't listen, but you know, a true confession. When you did it, I was like, fuck, Kathy. Like, and not because I don't love, because I do
no,
love you.
People felt like it
because
was
I said,
a bad thing for the resistance.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
I, but
and
I also,
get that.
But I also
I really
said,
get that.
I thought it broke the number one rule. It wasn't funny. And I thought the same thing Rosie told you. I thought about the
Daniel
Pearl
Pearl's mother
families.
And Foley.
I thought about,
yes.
that's what I, and I was like,
and I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan where the president
right.
has never been or
right.
could find on a map. So the minute I heard that, that's what, and by the way, when Rosie O'Donnell calls you the preeminent expert in getting trolled by Donald Trump, because
yeah.
he has not
yeah.
let up on
yeah.
her in 10
right.
years. So when she called and she said, you know, people online say you're an ISIS. And I was like, ha, 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 wait, what?
What?
And she's the one who said, like, go apologize. And, you know, I mean, that tape is sort of legendary because I looked so terrible. And then she's like, that's okay. It's going to make it more legit. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm shook. Don't worry. I'm legitimately shook.
Yeah.
And then Cindy Berger, who was my former publicist, just called and just kept, like, yelling at me. And that was sort of my first experience of people at that very moment, at the lowest of the low, when the president himself has put his thumb on my shoulder of my entire life. My mom's getting death threats at her retirement village. My sister is in the hospital undergoing chemo and getting death threats at the hospital.
And you just lost her to cancer.
And she got them till the day she died.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when Rose, by the way, when Rosie calls and says, do something regarding Trump, I swear to God, I just did it because I thought she knows.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that apology tape, frankly, was as narrow as basically Daniel Pearl's mother, meaning when I found out later that I was really just kind of part of the, like, the Trump wood chipper, and as you know, the apparatus that was already in place, even for, you know, Crooked Hillary and Little Marco. And
now Michelle Wolf.
Right, exactly.
Which we'll talk about.
Which definitely we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I was there. And
yeah, I know.
She was great, and that was a whole bunch of Hippocratic BS.
Kind of a lesser story than you telling Hogan Gidley to suck your dick, in my opinion, but we'll get to that in a minute.
By the way, he needs to.
And
he needs to suck my dick now, and I don't believe that he sleeps
well at
night.
And it's probably too big for him.
He is horrible, and he just looks like Ralph Reed, so that triggered me.
Right. So, all right, go
ahead. Okay, so anyway, so I did the apology, and then I found out that so many of the people that were so offended by the photo, because I actually started asking people, what is it? And then I found out, I didn't have one person who said, I know lots of military folks. Every single person said, I saw those videos on YouTube. And then I went, wait a minute. I'm not apologizing to twisted dudes who look up decapitation videos on YouTube. So then it was, as you can expect, being a comedian, half the calls that day were my comedian friends going, you've made the worst mistake of your life by apologizing. Half the calls were apologize. And then I just finally started saying, look, until you're under a two-month federal investigation, you get to weigh in. Yeah. But, it was a moment-by-moment unrolling, crazy, overwhelming wall of shit.
A wall of shit. I mean, but seriously, this is what we talked about when you first came in. Just, you know, it gave you the biggest hug. Because you know what? First of all, you are a free speech warrior. You said on The View, and I loved it, you said, there's a reason it's the First Amendment, because it's the first one.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, I said, and you remember, Travis, I said this on the air, and I was like, God damn, fuck, Kathy, like, well, they're going to use this against us forever. But I also said, CNN shouldn't have fired her. She shouldn't.
Oh, how about when they make a sweeping statement?
We shouldn't, like, make go, like, that person needs to lose their entire platform and livelihood, because you know what? There, but for the grace of God, goes fucking any of us.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even root for Laura Ingraham. Like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Troll a shooting survivor kid for his grades. And, you know,
he's 4.25.
But I'm not calling for, like, no, because I'm going, the second they do that, they're like, we're coming for Tom Hartman. We're coming for Stephanie Miller. We're coming for.
It's like, remember when McCain, and, you know, who, you know, I obviously don't enjoy his voting record, but obviously respect his history. And I actually went to the DOMA, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell hearings.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you have these gay soldiers with, like, missing a leg. And he kept, like leaving the room kind of in a huff. And I was like, I wasn't loving him that day. But of course, we all remember the Hanoi Hilton and 5.5 years and not leaving until his other brothers left with him. Like, that's, like, not even debatable. I feel like the other team, they don't think that way. They don't go like, well, I may not like the way John McCain votes, but, you know, my goodness, the guy is ill and he's done a lot of good things. And by the way, let's just admit that the Hanoi Hilton is just, it's what I call the Liza Pass. That's right. You know what I mean. You can't ever really, don't start. You can't really be mad at Liza. You can't.
No, you can't.
Judy Garland was her mother.
For God's
sake. She probably couldn't even pick her out of a lineup in a family picture. So Liza gets to do whatever the hell
she gets a pass on everything.
She gets a pass on everything. So I'm giving John McCain the Liza pass. I'm sure he's a big Liza fan, although I think Mike Pence might be.
He could be.
Are
you saying what, sitting all alone in your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying that one of the things that we need to discuss, and we'll get to on your agenda, of course.
Yes.
But I need you to educate the world on what happens when people think things will be smoother with President Pence.
I know. Wait, can we just talk about
that's
for a
how Handmaid's Tale happens.
Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. Not. It, no, no, we're not safer with Pence. Don't,
no.
Especially the LGBT folks.
Uh-uh.
No, no. Mm-mm.
No. Oh my God, hold that thought, Kathy. I have to squeeze in a commercial break while I digest that. Speaking of digesting, Travis, when was the last time you replaced your toothbrush? Right? Do you always brush twice a day for 2 full minutes? Paying attention to these good habits has a huge impact on your health. Introducing Quip. Have you seen them? Quip, that's Q-U-I-P, the new electric toothbrush that helps fix the brushing habits most people get wrong. Quip does this with lightweight and sleek design, simple timed vibrations, and guiding pulses to give you a perfect 2-minute clean. Ooh, it sounds sexy, too.
I was going to say, are we talking about a toothbrush here?
Yeah. Bulkier electric brushes like I used to have awkward charging stands, modes you don't need, and cost 5 times as much. Quip starts at just $25, and
what?
You can get brush head refills, yes, automatically delivered on a dentist recommended 3-month schedule for only $5, and shipping is free. Quip has been featured on GQ, Oprah's O-List, and Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of the year. Go to quip.com/Stephanie right now. Get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Stephanie. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/Stephanie. All right, Kathy, back to you. No, my point is, I think, Sean, don't you think that Pence is into this, up to his albino
eyebrows? Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
He was there for everything. Like, okay. Let's not forget, you know that Trump is the type of guy, remember he would openly say, like, I discuss policy with, like, the secretary at Mar-a-Lago. He does. Like, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know him that well, but I've done enough, like, gigs with him, and I was on The Apprentice twice as part of challenges, and I had to sit next to him one time at this Larry King roast for 4 hours. I was between Trump and Gilbert Gottfried.
I did a Larry King roast once, and someone died. Seriously, like, they're like, oh my God, you killed. I was like, no, someone died, and they called an ambulance while I was on, like, it was...
Look, you do those gigs with the legends, and...
At the Sportsman's Lodge?
They don't all survive. Okay. You know what I mean? Right. Every so often, you lose one.
I'm telling you.
Okay, you're going to Gloria Allred's.
Someone died at the...
What? You're going to Gloria Allred's.
No one's going to die at that. I'm doing Gloria Allred Friars Roast in New York. But listen, my point is... Okay, wait. I'm back to jokes for a minute. Because you're a fucking Grammy Emmy-winning comedian. Explain to me how this is a joke, this McCain thing. Look at what you did, and look at what that...
Wait. Exactly. And by the way...
It doesn't matter how he votes, he's dying. Explain to me where the premise is...
Right.
Where the punchline...
You know that game. That was someone who absolutely was being snarky or serious, but not joking. Because... And by the way, like I said, you can hate my picture and be offended by it, and I totally get it. I just need people to know it wasn't illegal. So all the Trumpers and the robots that, you know, want... They like, tweet me, you know, lock her up. I'm like, I actually didn't break the law. I know you wish I'd broken the law.
Right.
I just offended you and grossed you out a little bit. But that situation... is the old where someone just tries to pull the "I was kidding,"
but
and they're really.
Said, this is what I said on the air to some fucking troll that called about you the other day. I said, "Donald Trump is not dying of cancer."
Right.
She was not actually going to the cabinet.
I also, by the way, think he is responsible for the death of many Americans already.
Right.
And I'm talking about everyone from LaDavid Johnson to that, you know, Niger 4 guy, super secret operation I mean, obviously, the Palestinians that are dying, like, that is directly tied to him in my humble opinion.
The botched raid in Yemen. You're right.
Yes.
Like,
well, what about the protesters went up by the car in Charlottesville?
Heather Heyer is dead.
Yes. Talk about Kathy, the difference in, like, standards. You go, we had years of Benghazi.
Yes.
So I said to
you indictments.
Before we started this, this is what I'm sick of. It's not us just you and I talking and going, oh, of course there's a different standard for Kathy Griffin. It's like, how do we start fucking fighting back like Kathy Griffin? Like the go do a fuck you tour. Go, Al Gore shouldn't have conceded. Hillary shouldn't have conceded.
I think
how do we fight?
In my experience, it's got to be freaking self-generated. And that's one of the things, and you know I am being a freaking bitch on wheels about this. Like, honestly, I'll be open. I'm really pissed at the people that could have lifted a finger and didn't. And I don't mean sending thoughts and prayers, because I loved it when people sent supportive texts and it was very sweet.
Right.
I'm talking about the power dudes, gay, straight, and otherwise, where I have shown up for every charity gig, and I've done the auction, and I've done the show, like, shown up at the house and danced like a dancing monkey, and just crickets from them. I'm talking about the power women, you know, who really could, like, make a call to a certain person to go, let's get her one really good guest spot on this type of a show, and that can go a long way.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that still hurts, is, like, to this day, the only person who rose to the occasion is Anthony, the guy who plays Donald Trump on The President Show on Comedy Central.
You were fantastic.
Oh my
gosh. Kellyanne Conway.
I was practically
hilarious.
Crying because I kept saying, Anthony, you are, like, you're it. You're the first person to give me a paying gig in my own country in a year.
Yeah.
Like, but I was just so grateful. I was like, I just want to get back to But look going, how being many, on TV and working.
Right, but look how many fucking crimes he's committed since then.
Yeah.
That's why Mueller can't finish, because there's right? too much shit. And so here you are. And God bless you for not, you know, laying down. Is you're selling out Carnegie Hall, and he's going to be in fucking prison.
Yes.
We just, today, as we're taping this, Manafort's son-in-law flipped.
And by the way, January. So right. who knows what he was saying? And right. also, does that mean the wife knows everything? The daughter knows everything? If the son-in-law knows right. everything, I want to meet all the Manaforts and all their cousins.
Right.
And I want to question them. Do you think, Stephanie, is anyone here a lawyer?
No.
If you get drunk, we if you get them. Drunk enough, could you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Esquire, I have a question.
I've dry humped Gloria already during the last happy hour, but that was totally.
That's for a degree. I'm sure. I'm sure there's a degree.
Close enough.
What if we did our own? Nobody's listening, right?
Mm-mm.
What
no.
if we did like our own in-house investigation, and we just kind of got like the kind of extraneous? Like I can work on Spicy. I got into a fight with him at the correspondence dinner. I think you should work on you should work on Kellyanne's husband. Don't you right? feel like he's
who he's already flipping?
Yeah.
Yes. He's like, he's Twitter flipping, which is a start. I'll take it.
I'll go check bathroom stalls for Mike Pence.
He's there.
All right. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about
that? By the way, you've seen his chief of staff.
Let's talk about
it. And I know I'm judging.
Uh-huh.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a pic. And I, as a veteran of 12 gay cruises, thank you. I've seen it all. They call the jacuzzi egg drop soup.
All right. I want to get to the White House correspondence. Okay. But let's talk about. You mentioned that, speaking of gay cruises and political correctness, and that people are now giving you shit
Who's
for calling people my gays.
You or me?
What?
I'm just out of love. I'm telling you, you're having a Britney Spears.
Oh, I see it now. It's on the wrong side.
Oh, yeah. One Listen. Of them is coming unglued. Okay.
It's on your
ends.
Left side.
I'm so excited.
I was going to say, I don't want to say like cliche lesbian, but like seriously, this lesbian doesn't know how to put on a freaking
show. She came on her own makeup.
I was excited Kathy Griffin was coming.
Honestly.
They're back.
Yes.
Okay. I was crying a little bit because you were here.
It reminded me of the Britney Spears Matt Lauer
moment. Oh, my God, you're right.
This is why we take her photo before the show starts.
That's what I said.
That's right. And by the way, sidebar, the day of I call it the incident, Matt Lauer called my boyfriend Randy's cell phone.
Yes. You're much younger, much hotter, crazy.
I'm 57,
sexy.
He's 38. Go ahead.
Right.
Give me your best
manager
shot, baby.
That you're living
I can take
with
it.
Him and
to a manager, and we live in sin.
And a $10 million mansion in Bel Air.
That I bought cash, damn it. One
Listen,
dick joke
I got,
at a time.
I got nothing.
So how, I don't even know how Matt Lauer got my boyfriend's cell number, but I'm just telling you, I just want to say it reminded me of that's how crazy that day was. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. That's weird.
I have PTSD.
All right. No, I understand, but
I've diagnosed myself,
but
I haven't.
I'm sorry, motherfucker.
Do
it's
it.
People like Matt Lauer judging people like Kathy Griffin or Hillary Clinton.
While he's rubbing his dick on the intern.
Or
Holy shitballs.
Or Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm saying. That's like you. We find out now all these men that were commenting on Hillary Clinton, or whether it's you or whoever. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's get Mercedes, whoever, his fucking wife that we're standing by, the Kelly who said the horrible thing about John McCain dying and thought it was funny.
Yeah, she's like, I stand with Kelly Sadler. I'm like, it's on.
Okay.
It's on.
All right.
And remember, I just
But you walked out on Michelle Wolf.
Like I said, I was there, and I was in the back of the room where I belong, and I was a guest of the Washington Blade, the oldest LGBT newspaper in Washington, D.C., and I was very thrilled to be their scandalous guest. I also, by the way, so overdressed, I thought, if nothing else, I'm going to have the most expensive goddamn Oscar de la Renta vintage dress in this place. I was so overdressed that people were looking at me like, are you hosting the Oscars after this? But... I was not going to let anyone get off easy. So everything from Spicy was at the next table.
Right. Okay.
And Michelle Wolf did a really funny joke about him.
Yes.
And he did that thing where he stood up and clapped as if to show like what a good sport he
was.
So that was my window. So I just looked at him and I gave him the like, you know, the two fingers where you're like, I see you. And then he lost his smile and he turned that smile upside down. So he was like, oh, in front of a group, I'll act like I'm cool. But in front of you, since I'm pretty sure you're in Al-Qaeda. By the way, later, can you call my mom and tell her I'm not in Al-Qaeda? She's like, she's still wavering.
Okay,
we have
so much in common, except that you're wildly more successful. That's not important now. Kathy, the important thing is we both have 90-something-year-old moms that watch Fox News every night.
And they think it's real.
And drink.
Yeah.
And, well.
Well, my mom drinks a lot. I don't want to downplay that part.
Maggie is,
box of wine a day.
Really?
Oh.
Girl after her own heart.
I feel better.
Yeah, you are probably
I could turn your mom.
You're probably not even really a drinker compared to my mom, frankly.
No.
Oh, by the way, I don't mean to be rude. She would call you very high and mighty for that. Like, because you have first of all, it's glass, not cardboard.
Yeah.
So I don't know who you think you are, but you might want to get off your high horse
all
for
right.
one second.
Well,
that, I can go get you a box of Moscato.
It's the only thing
that's Maggie's tough love
from being a total drunk, because I'm a wine snob. But my point is, okay, do you have these conversations, Kathy, with your mom? That my mom
if
is,
you want to call them conversations.
Right. My mom's like, oh, dear, he loves this country. He's doing the best
he
can. I used
to like Hillary, but there's just something I can't put my finger on. I go, Mother, you loved her. Like, honestly, until she started watching Fox News,
she always
loved her.
We had the person on that did the film. Have you seen the brainwashing of my dad? He was a union Democrat guy.
Wait, is this a
guy.
Documentary?
It's a documentary okay. called The Brainwashing of My
really?
Dad.
Write that down. I never made a documentary I didn't
no,
love.
But Kathy, this is serious because this is like you and I are comedians. I feel like I have lost friends and family members and people. My mom is 95. Oh. I love her, but I have lost her. I have to, every conversation is, well, Mom, that's just not true. Did you see that on Fox News? Because that's, I mean.
Yeah, and then she usually comes back with either you goddamn bleeding heart liberals or the worst and the most racist is when arbitrarily she goes, I was a liberal until the 1968 riots at the convention. And I'm like, well, Mom, don't act like you were there, okay? Like, don't act like you were there, like, you know, with your fist in the air, okay? You were watching from white suburbia. And second of all, like, there was a reason people were rioting. Well, yeah. I don't know about that. All I know is that Judge Jeanine should be on the Supreme Court.
Oh.
So, by the way, let's not act like that's not possible.
Speaking of Donald Trump's drunk TV wife, I'm just...
Paul Ryan needs to step down.
Am I right, honey?
Speaker of the House.
Right?
She is, like, could so be one of my relatives. I can't even tell you. Like, she really should be at a Griffin, like, Thanksgiving.
Reunion.
Yes.
So, wait,
yeah.
Have you, because I know you don't drink, have you never drunk?
I've never had a drink in my life. Wow. Almost my whole family is alcoholic.
Have
my
you been thrown
John,
out of the Irish clan? Or
yeah, they're not happy about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the reasons they hate me. but there's many. But usually, mostly my family hates me because I'm a troublemaker. Like, did
right.
your family ever to this day get you to be, like, maybe not come on yeah. so hard
oh,
or
oh my,
just not so brash.
My mom and I could, we should sit with
play
Kathy
date?
And her mom because my
play
mom's
date?
Like, why do you have to work so blue?
Blue.
That nice,
love,
that
like
Rita,
like
Rita Rudner.
That Rita, sons.
Rita Rudner doesn't work blue.
Oh, my mom
and
is
she wears
Elaine
a dress,
Boosler.
And she wears a dress.
Yeah, my mom goes, you know who's funny? That Elaine Boosler. And she says Boosler, which, you know, that's not how you say her
right,
name.
No.
And so she goes, you should be like that Elaine Boosler. Because she stands there and, you know, she does. She tells jokes that are funny without cursing. I go,
that's what Travis yeah. just told me. That
way,
I'm too dirty.
Elaine
I'm
does curse. So she does curse. Oh, yeah. So I was just like, okay,
all
fine.
Right.
Whatever
right.
you think.
Elaine do, no, she did the happy hour when she fucking cursed Travis.
God love her.
God love
and
Elaine.
And by the way, did
Elaine
your mom, you know, my mom swears way worse than I do.
Right?
Yours?
Yeah, yes, my
yes.
mom. She, what does she want every year for Mother's Day, Travis?
Some goddamn lobster.
I want my
yes.
goddamn lobster.
And it's got to be the Lord's name in vain,
yes.
which
wow.
I also love, because I'm sure many of your trolls as well, when you look at the profile, it's like, Christian mom of two gifted children, love kittens and...
Homeschooling.
Give it. Homeschooling.
Homeschooling.
And then it's like, die, cunt, die. Like, I would say out of all of my death threats, and you know, they're many and varied,
oh.
the most common is that people want to shoot me in the cunt.
Yes.
Cut off my head and then shove my
up
head
your cunt.
Up my cunt. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I got, you know what? I got the, because we played the same theaters. I played Chicago Theater as well. We got the same threat last Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to, yes.
It's
yes.
It's the new thing. It's the new thing now. Call a theater and threaten to just shoot some woman in the cunt. That's what it's come to.
Oh, a Fox News viewer wrote me, remember, and said he wanted to shove an AK-47 up my glory hole, which I don't think women even have.
Yeah, that's more of a Johnny Weir thing, and only if he's, you
it's
know,
more Mike Pence thing.
Fighting with us. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
something.
Right.
Anyway.
And I even got into a fight with Tom Bosser. Like, you give it up. I went deep, honey. I left no stone unturned at that party. Like, I ran out of that party. Like, I thought, this some shit could go down.
Yeah.
Like, the last picture in that Washington Post article is Randy's holding my train because he's like, it's time for you
we gotta
to run.
Go. We gotta go.
We gotta run.
We gotta go.
We're running
we gotta
to
gotta
the
go.
Car. Yes, I'm being chased by schlaps. By the way, did you love my thread, though? Give it up.
That was
give
amazing.
It up.
Everything about you. I retweet you. I like you. Because...
And Matt
you know
Schlapp,
what?
By the way, is so... By the way, as if he's not one of my
yeah.
fans.
Right.
Just,
of course.
You know, I'm delicate.
Like Hannity, obsessed
I'm just
with
saying,
you.
I know he has five kids, but that was five nights of Viagra and booze. And I'm suggesting it's the only five times he's ever touched her. That's allegedly. Mm-hmm. That's allegedly.
We don't know. We
because
don't know.
I have done many shows
yeah.
in the South where a gentleman will come backstage...
Right.
And say, hey, girl, I just love you. This is my wife, Edna. And poor Edna's 600 pounds because he hasn't touched her since the wedding night. And they love the Lord. And, you know, I just go with it. I just go, hello, Edna. How is your vaginal sex going that you guys have? So if I ever met Pence, my first question would be,
Mother.
So I guess you,
mother.
When you and Mother,
blood,
are,
no.
are hitting it in the vagina, which is what you just love, how is that going?
Yeah.
And And
okay, is it weird? Let's take a pop quiz. Is it weirder that Mike Pence calls his wife mother, or that Donald Trump calls his daughter baby?
Which, well, Donald is trying to actually have vaginal sex with Ivanka. So that has, I mean, that's been on
the
View where he's like bounced
Griffin.
Her. He's bounced her on
Kathy
his lap
Griffin.
On the View. Okay? We all saw it. And we can't unsee it.
We're starting the latest Kathy Griffin scandal. You
know,
I was, goddammit, you're, you know what?
It's
your
the new compounding.
Wikipedia is like 72 pages. Can I just say, this is a lot of, but I've forgotten how many shows you've been fired and banned from.
Thank
before.
You.
This is, you were,
and there's a whole
you're
new
not
set
a piker.
Now.
This is not your first thing.
Oh.
This fucking, this is not
right.
your first time at the rodeo this had.
That's right.
This
that's
was,
right.
yeah.
This is the girl who won the Emmy and said, Jesus can suck it. This award is my God
favorite.
Now. Thank you. Because someone had to make fun of everyone going up there and saying, the Lord wanted this to happen.
How do they not get satire? The head was supposed to be Megyn Kelly bleeding from wherever.
Yes,
it was
yes.
like a joke about
or,
and you're like, it was a goddamn Halloween mask with ketchup.
Right.
Like, really? And now you're under FBI investigation.
That's right.
And on the no-fly list and Secret Service.
Well, and also, and by the way, on my tour, I actually take the audience inside the interrogation where, I'm not going to lie, I was scared shitless.
Yeah.
Because my lawyer did say, you know, you could leave in cuffs.
Right.
Like, he was like, really? Don't, no jokes.
Don't,
like, don't screw
around.
This up.
Yeah.
But when they asked for me to, like, retain the evidence, once again, I was like, wait, they're like, do you have the head? I go, there's not a head.
There's
like,
no
I just had to spend
head.
A lot of time convincing people I didn't have an actual human head. So I always go, like, where, what do you think? I went to, like, a local junkyard or, like, the Goodwill. I was like, you have any heads? I'm doing a bit. So I said, and they're like, we need to see the mask and investigate. I go, I didn't keep it. I go, it would have smelled. It has ketchup on it. So that was like sort of accidentally funny. Like me running around my house going, oh my gosh, I have to preserve evidence. But now I wear the blue dress I wore in the picture in every show.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I got to preserve the evidence.
Nice. You know? I just love that it's the, what's the name of it?
Laugh Your Head Off.
Come on. That's
laugh
fantastic.
Your head off. That's right.
Fantastic. That's such a fantastic fuck you.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. I loved your interview in Out where you were like, this is my fuck you house.
Oh, that's.
In Bel Air.
I admit it. It's. Obnoxious. It's too big for me.
I'm coming.
It's you're invited.
Yeah. Multi-million dollar Bel Air mansion lives with her much younger boyfriend, Randy.
Living in Sin.
Oh, hello.
Sinner.
And your three dogs. Oh, my God.
Yes.
We're still the same person except
yeah.
for your success. you have a
guest
book given to you by Joan Rivers. The only rule, only celebrities are allowed to sign it.
Only famous people. No people. Only famous. Only. And she meant it. So
I once, when I was doing my late night, my radio show at KBC, she had just had a chemical peel or something. She was, do you remember she
well,
was doing her radio
little,
show?
Maybe a little something, John.
She was having her chemical peel and she came out of the other studio. She was like, oh, Stephanie, oh, sorry. I was like, Joe, fuck. She says, Joan, are you okay? She's like, oh, Stephanie, it's fine.
Do people ask you a lot what you think Joan would be saying about all this? Because I get that a lot.
Because you actually, but I read, oh my God, I read more than I've ever read about a human today. But that you believed in her no apology policy for comedy.
Yeah.
That there is no.
Yeah. Until Rosie O'Donnell calls you and says, what a Daniel
Pearl.
No, I love her for doing that. But I mean, you know, when you hear the words, what if Daniel Pearl's mother sees this? Then you go, oh my God, I'll say anything.
Right.
You know, of course I wouldn't want that.
Right.
And then, like I said, I had to learn it was a whole process. And by the way, everyone thought I was crazy when I implied that the actual accidental president talks to Harvey Levin from TMZ, the gossip blog, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, you're crazy. Except it came out this week that he talks to Hannity every night. So, yeah, he gets advice from Harvey Levin. And by the way, TMZ is a fun, guilty pleasure blog, okay?
Yeah.
I just, you know, don't think the president should be, like, consulting.
Thank you.
Bloggers.
It's not like,
you know.
Barack Obama was calling me. Like, what?
Like, you. Well, he knows better.
Like, here's what I think. Here's a fart joke you could do.
Yeah, like, Barack Obama wasn't calling just Jared on the regular.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, I really do think it was sort of a coordinated attack. Like, Don Jr. did the first tweet. Then he got the dad to do one. And then it was game on.
He's going to prison, too.
Yes. Ugh. And I hope they separate them. Not like the Menendez brothers who
you know,
had one bad night.
Yeah.
But anyway, by the way, when you come over, not if, but when, I have a painting in my house that I got from prison.
From Eric Menendez. Because
he's in love with
me. Oh, my God.
He's
in
love
God.
With me.
So he's in love with you.
I've arrived.
He painted you.
He painted.
Because I get prison letters, but you got a painting.
I got a portrait.
From
Eric.
Okay.
All right. A very beautifully painted. And, you know.
Of you?
Yes.
Oh,
and he got it from like a Getty Images picture from me on a red carpet, which I think is funny. Because I don't know how prison rolls, but I guess they let you have Getty Images. And, you know, I was flattered. I don't know about the conjugal visits, but, you know, I'm already seeing someone.
But here's,
you'll
you
take
know,
in.
Randy.
Eric Menendez is my hall pass. You're fine. He's my hall
pass. She yells out Dahmer or Eric, don't.
then it's too far.
That's your safe word.
I thought, because you don't remember them, the Melendez groupies? Like, oh, I didn't know it went the other way. Remember, they were like, oh, my God, Eric is... when his vein pops out, I love him so much. Like, remember that?
Yes.
But I didn't know that he had... And you were Eric Melendez.
I mean, it's such a great painting because it's one of those things where you show it to somebody and they think you're, like, an asshole. Like, why do you have a portrait of yourself? And I'm like, just look at the signature.
All right.
Just the signature makes it all worth it.
Just look.
Yeah.
That's what I used to tell people. Do you want to hear my Andrew Cunanan joke?
Go ahead.
No. Not on air. But
did you watch that series, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, chilling.
How was it?
I knew him in San Diego.
No.
Yes.
The real guy. What was your impression?
He was like a showboat, but when I knew him, he was kind of like chubby and dumpy.
Oh, sorry.
Stephanie.
Like I said, we all have a bad night.
Sorry.
No, but all my friends of mine who'd given him their phone numbers were like, the FBI just called. They found Andrew's black book, and I'm like, I never gave him my number.
Thank God. Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow.
So we can talk about that.
I merely have a email romance with Eric Menendez.
All right, fine. So here's what our new political... Because I saw you on Bill Maher as well. Like, this new politically correct environment where you call everybody my gays, and they're like, oh, you can't do that anymore.
We're not handbags. I go, I know you're not handbags. I'm saying my gays.
You've been an LGBT ally since forever.
I was knocking on doors and canvassing before you were born, much less out. So I always say, and I say it every show, because I get why the young gays, or as I lovingly call them, the baby gays.
The baby gays.
They don't get it. And they don't like the possessive. And I get it. So I always have to say, look, I come from an era where when I started doing stand-up, the word was the F word. Mm-hmm. Then it turned into homosexual, and that was progress. Then it turned into homo, which was not. Then it turned into gay and gays. And then, honestly, I would start every show by going, where are my gays at? Because these are a lot of guys that have been called the F word and homo their whole life, so they were thrilled to be gays. I mean,
to this day, I
have people coming up going, can I be one of your gays? But I get it. The possessive can be offensive.
But we've been dealing with this. Like everyone used to say, you are too liberal for conservatives and you're too politically correct for liberals. So theoretically, I've devised a show that appeals to absolutely no one.
Just piss everyone off.
I understand. But
they hate listen.
Then you're making a difference.
Right. But you also, we have a thing that also reminds me. You talked about when this whole thing broke, this whole shit show about the head. I remember when I came out, my friend Shelley Wright, who's the country singer, who's my good friend, who's, you know, that was tough for her to come out in the country world.
Yeah.
So I call her my gay whisperer, you know, she's my good friend. And she was like, well, are you sure you want to do this tomorrow on the radio? Like, what do your people say? And I was like, people?
I know.
I work in my basement with two guys.
I know.
But you said, people are like, where was your team? You're like, you mean my assistant, my boyfriend, or my mom? She was drinking.
Yeah, like, I don't even have a TV agent. I don't have a publicist. I'm kind of a one-man band.
I'm like, what do you mean, people?
So to answer your original question, I honestly think the way we're going to affect change is, unfortunately, it's going to have to come from sort of individual people sort of doing their own thing and hoping other people will hop on. But what drives me crazy is that women still haven't gotten it. We have to do it like the dudes. They're still doing bros before hoes. And they stick together.
I love that Amy Schumer called you with support after all this. Because I thought, I went to see, I loved her movie, I Feel Pretty. And I thought, like, oh, the critics were like, oh, this. I mean, Bill Maher talked about it.
Yeah.
Why weren't there this in the movie? And why was the, and I thought, like, fuck you.
It was kind of the Hillary effect. It was like, you're just looking for stuff to pick at. This is a woman who is the first female to sell out Madison Square Garden. She is, you know, a true, like, breaking glass ceilings. Like, let's focus on that the way you would with guys. So, yes, I'm getting more and more about bitching about the ageism and the sexism because I do not have a fuck left to give. I don't.
Same person again in that you're much more successful. You said she gestures the TV on the wall and says it's almost always tuned to MSNBC. Oh. Sorry, this is everyone's lane now. It is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Until this shit show is over, it's not just you that's been a personal victim of this. It's the whole country.
It's the ICE detention centers that, as a Californian, I can't even sleep. It's so disgusting that there are 800 children in ICE detention centers with those foil blankets. And as you know, an article came out about an ICE officer abusing a Hispanic person and cooking the books to convince ICE that this person was undocumented when they were, like... Things are happening now. So this idea that Trump just sort of blows off steam, but bad things really aren't happening is, I'm sorry, depressingly false. I mean, they are that DOJ
and it trickles
and the
down.
State Department. Yes,
that's the attitude. That's like he's made that okay.
That's right. That's right. And people have to remember, you know, elections aren't every 4 years or two. They're every year. And here in California, we have a big one coming up.
Yes.
And not just for governor. That's a big one. But it's all the local stuff, too.
I love how...
The local AGs are super important now.
I love how active you've gotten and Chelsea Handler has gotten and how you guys have used your power and your amazing... Honestly,
well, Chelsea,
like Twitter
God love her. She's like
and,
a full time activist.
But
now.
That's what I'm saying. But like, you guys are not just. I mean, this is like fucking all hands on deck.
Because we feel like we have to, like you. Like we feel like this is it. We have to. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. I want to say one thing. Okay. So you talked about being heartbroken by Roseanne, who was an early mentor for you.
Yeah, she put me on a series.
I mean, but I feel the same thing. Like I'm happy for her as a person, comedian. Again, I said when this happened to you, I'm like, no one should lose their platform. Mm-hmm. CNN shouldn't have fired her. They shouldn't have, like, I'm not for squelching anybody,
right?
But her tweets are really irresponsible.
David Hogg calling him a Nazi. Yeah, she tweeted the David Hogg, one of the Parkland survivors.
Oh yeah.
And by the way, not just the survivor.
Who's your favorite of the Parkland kids?
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I saw four of the Parkland kids at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and this is why I fell in love with all four of them equally. Hogg was there, the blonde girl with the big glasses, two others that I know, I recognize them from television, and I went up to them, and I literally just said, is there anything I can do? Like, they were so cool about, like, they didn't want a picture with anybody, and somebody said, I'm looking for Senator Bob Casey, and I said, I will get him for you. And I went and I got Bob Casey, and I loved that they weren't one bit like, oh, aren't you the lady from this show or the crazy picture? Like, they were focused at that party.
They knew what they
wanted. And they were, like, making FaceTime with electeds.
Kathy, I had two of them on the show that, can you imagine when you were in high school outside Chicago? Or I was in Catholic school outside. She saw her friend's, her best friend's face get blown off in front of her. She was on this show. Like, they're not fucking around.
No,
they
strength
just want to
and
stop
integrity
other people from having to go through that, and that this doesn't have to be our reality in America.
Right, and I also love that they learned, like, minute one to start at the local level, because it seemed like they were, you know, almost gun-free, which is how I am. So sorry, I am against the Second Amendment, and there's a reason it's second.
I'm a gun grabber from way back. Let's get them all.
I'm total gun grabber.
This is the thing that'll make Fox News tomorrow.
Whatever. There are so many statistics that are so obvious about that.
Yes.
But yeah, the idea that those kids were then mobilized so quickly, and almost within 2 days, they were at the local legislature going, oh, okay, we have to start with this local level person and then work our way up. We can't just go up to Rick Scott. Rick Scott's the governor of Florida.
Yes.
Right? Okay, sorry. Yeah. I have a little dementia.
Here's another thing we have in common.
What?
Our love of Lily, well, not just Joan Rivers, but Lily Tomlin, all our, you know, like the people whose shoulders we stand on.
She's a sis.
Yeah.
And what for the younger kids may not know is, and by the way, confession, one time Lily emailed me and she said something like, you're the best sis. And I didn't know if she meant cisgender. So I was like, okay, wait, I have to be sensitive. I have to get the right letter and number. Oh my God. And then I go, you mean like, I think I said this. And she goes, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. She goes, sis means sister. It's old feminist expression.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of that. Like, I feel very, like, in with the Steinem,
but
you know,
Kathy,
Lily Tomlin. Because Lily's been doing the work.
Yes, but it's
forever.
It's so important right now, isn't it? In this whole Me Too, like,
and she's
blue
still
wave
so
thing.
Smart and
she,
funny
she and Jane,
and,
her partner, you know, Pulitzer Prize winning, Jane Wagner, they've been
living.
Lily
it.
Got me my first agent at ICM.
Aww.
Like, I, you know, like, there is a sisterhood, Kathy, that is really needed right now.
Can I have a list? Because I don't see it. Like, I'm just being real.
No,
I
know. No,
see,
trust me. There have been women
that
have.
There's
been women that have undermined me in my career, but I'm just. My point is, but I love
how do
that
we build
you.
It?
But you talked about an email that was this from Jane Wagner that sent
yes.
you?
Yes. The nice one?
Yes. Yeah. Dear Kathy, we saw you on The View. We're so proud and happy for you. I've gotten a phone message like this from Jane Wagner.
Yeah.
So happy to see you strong and triumphant over Trump. To have endured this kind of cruelty and coming on top should make you feel righteous and indomitable. We are so lucky. For now, we have you to speak truth to power in a way that only you can. Because you've been put through this Trump tsunami. Love, Jane. Lily sends love, too. And I just had Lily call from the set of, you know... freaking crazy. Like, yeah. And, you know, because she's been my biggest, like, warrior and advocate.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, this is such an important part in the post-Hillary, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yes.
Just Me Too.
Me Too, Time's Up, it's all connected.
Right.
And it's honestly, it's all about us sticking together.
Right.
And I hate to say it, for the moment, we kind of have to do it like the guys do. Meaning, we have to just start affirmative action, frankly. You know, I mean, I'm sure you saw that, I think it was the entire Pennsylvania state
yes.
house had not one single female. And I think a couple women won primaries and all that stuff. So I know, like, no offense to the penises in the room. But here's the thing. Can you guys just let us run everything for like 2 years?
Just a while.
I think it'd be a
just,
good idea.
Right? Jesus. Just 2 years. Like, we'll, and then we'll just split.
I'm a gay. I've been saying lesbians should be in charge for a long time because they
can
organize.
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
They organize.
What about the
except for that one.
Stephanie Miller, Susie Orman ticket, 2020.
Come on, let's do it.
Well, I trust Susie. She could be the comic relief.
Let's do it.
There's you and Susie Orman together, there's literally nothing you can do. And like all lesbians, Susie Orman can build a house out of like two paper clips and a post-it.
But you
and she's
mean,
up to Joe Biden. She'll say all the stuff that needs to be said.
Oh, my
can
God.
Can I take us back?
I am never voting for a heterosexual
wait,
again.
Can
I'm
I
so
take us
over
back?
Them.
Can I take us back for a minute yes. in the sisterhood? Because I've told these guys this. I have always adored you. I remember you and I, we were contemporaries. We're almost
yeah,
the same
course.
Age. You're like a year older than me.
I'm 57.
I'm 56,
okay.
But I remember we were auditioning for In Living Color. There was a, you know, there was
you know
a spot open,
Can I just
and we
stop?
Were on the.
I call
we,
the folding
we both had we both had sets at the Improv. Go ahead.
I always say like a lot of times when people ask me know how I know famous people, I always say I know a lot of these women from what I call the folding chairs. Because you and I would audition for the
same
best
shit.
Friend
yes.
on the same sitcom.
Yes.
And that's how I know so many of those. I auditioned for Phoebe on Friends and, you know, Megan no. Mullally audition,
right.
you know, so.
I was in the final thing for Brooke Shields' best friend on Suddenly Susan. I was in the final thing. And
somebody
I,
had to take that gig.
And I was like, but I mean, and I remember I told Brooke Shields when she was on the show, I was like, because I said, oh, they said, oh, you look too much like Brooke Shields. I was like, okay. That is totally not true.
That is the best way
you know
to
what?
Lose yeah. a gig.
No, but you know what? That was just a nice way of saying Kathy Griffin was way funnier, which was true.
Okay, no, because I actually
don't look anything
the
like.
They actually did a pilot with the girl and then she got canned. So I'm the one you call when you've like fired five other people. I have built a career on taking other people's crumbs,
oh, no.
and I love it.
When
I'll
I,
bring
when
it on.
I, when
bring
I got,
on the crumbs.
When I got, I've got a secret on what do you call it? Oxygen Network. I remember my friend, the executive producer. Later, I was like, "Where was I on the list?" He's like, "You were literally last."
Fine, fine. You know what?
You
thank
were
you.
Literally like everyone.
Thank you very
said
much.
No. Everyone's in there.
Work is work, honey. Work is work.
But no. But interestingly, like I thought, like. I remember, so we were at a showcase. This is how I first remember you at the Improv. We all were doing, you know, sets for, you know, and they weren't even hiring a woman that year. Remember? They were hiring a Chris Farley type, and I remember they hired, anyway.
Yeah.
But
the quota system.
But I remember I had a great set, and you sat next to me. You were like, oh my God, you did so great. You're going to get this. I'm going to get, and I remember, like, I was like, Kathy, you're so great too, and don't like you probably don't,
I don't
remember
even believe this story
it
because I swear I've never had a good set at the Improv. Like I think for me the Melrose Improv is cursed. I swear to God I've done more like showcases and bombed, but I love your version of this insane
but
story.
I just, no,
I'm
what?
Sure you killed and I bombed. By the way, that is
no,
not a threat.
You didn't.
That's not a threat to
no,
the president.
No, but you didn't.
I'm not threatening the president.
You, no, but you didn't. That was my point. Is you hadn't even been on yet. And you were like that female insecurity thing.
Of course.
We do that. You're like, oh my God, you were so great.
Do you know how many guys told me I'm not a comic? And like, no offense, you know that.
And
look, these guys
and
are
you
funny.
Can, by the way, you killed
from,
too.
Everybody from Louis C.K. to Nick DiPaolo and all yeah, those guys, yeah. like, they really thought nothing of just getting in my face and just being like, you're not a real comic. You tell stories, but you don't tell jokes. And I was like, I never said I was a joke teller. Like, like when people at the airport are like, tell me a joke. I'm like, well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. They're orange, glad I didn't say banana. So,
honey, I am so proud of you. I really am. I just, I feel like you're not just a fearless comedian that we've always known, but now, like, you really are not just a resistance warrior and a First Amendment warrior. You're a anti-Trump warrior, and you're going to win.
I'm
and
really
love,
on a mission.
And I love
for real.
Your
like,
new,
I'm on a mission.
Your mm-hmm. new tour, you said it's very easy to weave my Trump stuff in with material about shallow celebrities because he is one.
Yeah.
Like, we're
yeah.
We're at a place.
It's a reality show.
We're at a
that's
place.
Right.
We're at a place that's perfect for you.
We all. That's right. We all signed up to be on The Apprentice, and we didn't want to. Okay, so maybe back in the day they lined up around the block, but I feel like we are all like contestants on The Apprentice. And by the way, Can we call Mark Burnett? Do you have his number?
No.
Stephanie.
Do you?
No, somebody must. We've got to get those tapes. We have got to get those.
But he's friends with Trump.
But remember when he said the N-word.
You know he has.
Of course he did. You know, remember when that one producer tweeted, like, I was a producer on The Apprentice, and I have outtakes and stuff, and then they, like, squashed that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, I'm just saying, with all the leaking and pissed off people that were fired, like, maybe Mooch wants to go over. He seems bitter.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the bitter people that got fired wants
What's that story that
maybe
came
out? Rex Tillerson could get him. He's probably
Rex
bitter.
Rex gave a speech yesterday where he went dark on Trump.
Well, I'm glad you talked about something.
I just love your... When you went on The View, you're like, I take the apology back, fuck him. And then I love that Fox News tweeted you and was like, that was so profane. And you were like, really? Fuck you. Your fucking president's fucking up this country.
And another thing, don't even bring up Bill O'Reilly.
Go fuck yourself with
and
the First Amendment.
And don't even bring up Bill O'Reilly and the loofah and Andrea Macris, because I'll go there. My memory is long, my friend.
Oh, my God. I have a photographic memory for the Bill O'Reilly sex tape. Don't you?
Oh, remember the audio where he's talking about the shower and they want to do it in the Bahamas? And he, I mean, by the way, a loofah on your nipples? Sorry, guys. That hurts.
That hurts. Yeah. Hang on.
Okay. Sex. And also in our no-no parts, even more so.
Hang on.
Sex novel?
Yeah.
Robo used his product only occasionally, but tonight was special. He had two 15-year-old girls who would do anything for the drug, and he was determined to exploit the situation. Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
Okay, all right. I can't.
Okay.
How
does my mother love him? How, Stephanie? How?
This is what someone said to me, Kathy. One of my listeners, this is a brilliant idea. Put a Fox blocker on your parents' TV, and then when they say what happened, just say they went out of business. And your parents are old, they're easily duped.
And my relatives freaking turn on me. So I go over there to the, you know, retirement village, which, by the way, is actually nicer than my house.
Yeah.
But I go over there and I say, Mom, because she's so cheap, it's insane. Like, she's furious that you live in this house. She wants you to live in a very tiny, affordable apartment. She's livid with you. But she will not accept when I've told her that there's some news. Turns out nobody watches Fox, and so they went ahead and changed it to Animal Planet. You know, and then I'll put it on. And then one of, like, my cousins, like, one of my cousins, can I tell you this? This is, and you know, we're all talking about, like, a house divided and relatives.
Right.
One of my cousins, who I used to be able to talk to, went on the Glenn Beck tour of Israel. Stephanie.
What?
Stephanie, I need you to go to Christmas for me this year. I can't do it.
I'm coming.
Thank you. No, I mean in my place. Like, I'm not going with you. Well, I can't talk
all right,
to
fine.
She'll drink the wine.
Glenn Beck tour.
I love that you call it your fuck you house.
Hollywood. Look at it. Paid off. Damn it.
So wait, you live next to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, and now they're...
I live next to a free thinker and a sex tape makeup maven. And by the way, can we just say, here's why I have turned in favor of the Kardashians. Don't judge.
All right.
Don't start yet. Okay. Here's my pitch. Here's
all
my
right.
pitch.
Okay.
After the year I've been through with all the Trumpers and all the people coming at me, I realized, you know what? The Kardashians are merely shallow and stupid.
Right.
I'll take that
over
mean any day. And they're also not trying to kill me.
Yeah.
They may, you know, and they actually now realize I'm harmless and we get along because they realize the more I call them dirty whores, the more makeup they sell.
Right.
So they are really taking it all very well.
But what's with Kanye? what's with Kanye and Roseanne
and by the way,
being
again,
the Trump fans? What
I know, I'm,
fuck,
I know I'm pushing my ticket, my tour too hard.
Right.
I'm sorry, but
no,
I just added a second night at the Dolby, and you know I'm insecure, and I'm afraid no one's going to come. But
everyone's coming.
You know the industry is not coming. Like, I'm not doing any industry invites this year. So fuck that.
Them.
They all
fuck
fucking
them.
Turned on me.
Fuck them.
And only real fans are coming.
Yeah.
All right. So if you think I don't talk about what it was like when Randy and I went over to Kim and Kanye's the first time, you're sorely mistaken. I would say that Freethinker, although, by the way, this is no joke. Randy, you can confirm this. What do I call Kanye to his face?
What?
What do you call him?
Okay.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm speaking in hushed tones because I don't know if he's free thinking today or not.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I call him Pablo because he thinks he's Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
So, he has Pablo written
right.
on the side
uh-huh.
of his jackets, and I don't want trouble. Like, I have enough trouble in my life.
Yeah.
So, whenever
You've
I would see him, I would just say, hey, Pobs, and that'd be it. Like, I don't want to debate things with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim, like I said, it's a lot of like nail polish,
right.
But you can talk to her. She's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talk about like the craziness of going through a wall of shit falling on me. During the investigation,
right.
I talked to retired FBI and CIA folks who said they may do a no-knock raid. And even though I'm sure they were being dramatic, I have to say I was a little proud of myself when they did the Manafort one. And I was going around to all my friends going, I know what that is. You guys have questions.
I know what it is.
Hello. I totally didn't have that. Describe it. No-knock raid means they can come over 24/7. And they search for instruments first, but they look around. You got to be careful because if they see anything, they can indict you. Oh, yeah. I'm all up on this stuff now.
No, I'm reading this one piece where as the FBI was giving you safety tips about, well, okay, hang on. The threat actually was... I'm gonna shoot you in the cunt live on stage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut your head off and shove it up your cunt.
Which, that, by the way, would take a while.
I had
half the audience
almost
would have left.
Almost the same thing at Chicago Theater, but not exactly.
Mm.
But so. So you said the Secret Service is also investigating whether you were a threat to the president. At the same time, the FBI was giving you tips on how to stay safe.
So the FBI would occasionally call. And then they actually, and I even talk about this in the show because people actually want to know, but they actually had to teach us how to categorize the death threats. So some go in a Ziploc bag and then they go to the FBI, like the ones that they call credible.
Right.
Then there's the mediums where the FBI is like, they probably won't do anything. Where you're like, oh,
right.
Okay, well, here's hoping.
Right.
And then there are the other ones, and this might be a little dark, but I admit it, I do read a couple of my death threats in my act. Hear me out. The grammar
I've read
alone.
Him on the show.
You've read him on the
show. Oh, the grammar alone
oh, it's fantastic.
Is laugh out loud.
Me
laugh
too.
Out loud.
Me too.
I can't
all
help
the
it.
Time. Yeah.
I can't help it.
It's fantastic.
You know, I feel a little guilty because I got two death threats. One was made out to Reba.
Oh, no.
And I feel bad. She would never take that picture. So I do apologize to Reba. Okay? So they say no apology. And then I got one for Kathy Lee Gifford. And she's not going to be happy about it.
All right.
So
well,
I listen. Do feel bad about
okay.
that.
All right.
Don't anyone hurt Reba or Kathy Lee.
Now, let's get personal because you're super hot, much younger boyfriend / manager back there.
That's right.
Like, because I've read your books. I've done everything, Kathy
Aww.
Griffin. You were married. Is that the guy that stole all your money? That guy?
Yeah.
Matt. Okay.
Yeah.
So he...
4 years. I have trust issues. Well, you mean when your husband sneaks in to your purse at like 4 in the morning, takes your ATM cards out, and I gave him the PIN number because I was like, sometimes when we were on errands, I'd be like, hey, do you want to run get some cash? And so when you find out your husband's been doing that off and on for years, you have trust issues. I have trust issues, I admit it.
You didn't give him your PIN, right? I mean, he seems lovely. But
He's lovely, and no, I didn't give my PIN. So there you go. I love him. We've been together longer than I was married. And no, you're not getting the fucking pin.
But Kathy Griffin, here's what I love about you, among a million things. It's not only that you've survived all this unbowed and you're a fucking badass and you're courageous, but you've been through worse than Donald Trump. Like, you not only talk about your marriage in your books, you talk about...
bulimia, my brother was a pedophile.
No, your brother being
prison.
A pedophile, your sister just died of cancer.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to me, Donald
Trump? I actually also was in a 4-day open court hearing because, no joke, my next door neighbor, not Kim Ye, ironically, they couldn't have been nicer neighbors, seriously. And believe me, I would love to trash them, but truly, they were like super sweet and considerate and wonderful.
I live next door to AJ from the Backstreet Boys, right there.
Not anymore. He moved.
No, he moved. But he was lovely as well.
I need a minute. You just...
All right.
You just
he was lovely.
It's a trigger word?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's... Okay.
That's one of my hall passes.
Okay.
And also... Like, Randy knows that sometimes he hits me up on the text the way the kids do.
Oh!
And...
Okay. Well, we've hit a nerve.
By the way, I will say the one thing that is Mike Pence-like about Randy is that he now actually won't even let me go to a Backstreet Boys concert alone. So, you know, you can call me mom or whatever, but he knows I fucked at least two of them. And he knows I'm trying to get through the rest of the rest of the band.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm a free spirit. I'm a free spirit.
Yes, honey.
All right, what were we talking about before?
I don't know.
Some kind of call to action?
Yes. Well, right, what's going on? So you and Anderson Cooper are not friends anymore.
Yeah, that
not
one.
There,
like, that's
right?
One,
not there for
like
you.
Like I said, I say it on stage because people want to know. I don't have a joke for that one. It just, it was.
That hurt.
Everyone can
that
relate
hurt.
To that one friend where you're like, oh, no, not you.
No, that's what I said. I was like, she should not have been fired. CNN should not have fired her.
And Jake Tapper already came after me, so like Anderson didn't have to.
Yeah.
But I think he just, you know, as it was like the book, he's just not that into you. I think he just kind of hasn't been that into me for a while, and this was just like a good way to sort of end it. And then of course, you know, Andy Cohen like lives to come at me and all that other nonsense.
Yeah.
And so
asked him about taking your job, and he's like, who? And
yeah, like, I know. Whatever.
That was a mess.
I know.
Okay. All right. So you have been on the Interpol list.
I still am.
D-list Interpol.
Really? Yeah. Yes. So when I you know, I called my stand-up agent, the only one who stuck around, because I was like, I'm still an earner. Let's cut the crap. Yeah. And I said, I know this is a weird way to do a tour, but can you actually choose countries and cities where they hate Trump? Boom. 2 weeks later, I had 15 countries, 23 cities.
Yes.
Standing ovation in every show. That's right. You heard me. But... Yeah, it was scary being detained at every single airport.
Listen, Kathy Griffin, I will confess to you, because we're all, you know, honest as comedians, is when this happened, I was like, oh, can I get some of those dates that got canceled from Kathy? Yes, yeah. I can get those dates. But
that's I hope you did. I hope you took them all. Why not?
But the point is, I said this over and over on the air, we cannot root for anybody to lose their career or their platform. I don't care if it's on the right or the left. That's a thing I believe in.
I agree.
I just am like, because that is so easy.
That's why we
go after those sponsors,
McCain,
go after these.
Regarding that comment, we can disagree with his policies all we want, but nobody on our team sanctions that shit.
But we have empathy. That's something they don't have on the other
side.
That's
right. Yeah. We have empathy. And it's supposed to be innate, and I don't know why it's not innate anymore.
And we have a sense of proportionality where we go like, okay, Kathy Griffin, was it funny? Was it wrong? Yes, she apologized. But was it fucking... Did she fucking actually kill someone
But Jason Kessler organized the Charlottesville March. Let's focus on that fucker who's not in jail.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay. Where else do we... Okay, we have so much in common. Wait, can we just finish with open about your plastic surgeries, and donated your fat to a soup kitchen. I donated my butt fat. I did it live on the radio, and I donated to charity, for domestic violence, and I think a guy has a piece of my ass in his house in Los Angeles.
So and how many guys can say that?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Not for her.
I'm just saying. Whenever you can turn anything, I actually got a pap smear on my life.
You
on
did.
The D-list because
you got a pap smear by the pool.
They had curtained it, obviously, but I literally wanted to do a pap smear where there was like a quote audience because I had gotten a pelvic exam and I was talking to my gyno and he, and by the way, I don't know why I was going to a male gyno because I don't do that anymore, but I was, you know, I'm old. But anyway, he was actually just happened to mention how many women have never gotten a pelvic exam that are, you know, my age or older. And honestly, that's why I did it, because I've always gotten them, I guess, since I was 16 or whatever. And so it didn't even occur to me that people don't get at least every few years. And that's why I thought, well, let's take the stigma out of
a pelvic. You were the Katie Couric colonoscopy.
Thank you. That's right.
Right, yes.
That's right. And I'm sure I helped a lot of communities in need.
Exactly. All right. So, you've had a lot of, let me just say, you were dating Quentin Tarantino. That's how you ended up in Pulp Fiction. Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
Famously from your book.
Yes. Woz stood by me, by the way, wrote a very nice email saying, like, this is BS. This shouldn't be happening.
Right.
So I have to say, Woz came through. He was a good pal.
Yeah. He sounds like it from your book.
I would have liked to be paid by legal fees. Sorry.
He's got some money laying around from the segues.
He's doing okay.
Here's something I loved that this is very relevant to us covering this every day.
What?
Someone asked you, do you think your name might turn up in some of the evidence the feds confiscated from Michael Cohen's office? And you said, yes. I honestly think this came personally from Sessions and Trump.
Yes. I do. We now know what that fool does all day. He really sits there in his robe and, you know, watches cable TV, and he's always aware of what celebrities are doing. And I doubt Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. First of all, I don't think he knows who I am. But let me just say this. Being, you know, following politics because, you know, when you grow up in my family, you just kind of had to. But I don't mean to make a disparaging remark about the death of someone. But I will admit, when he showed up on the campaign trail, I turned to my mom and I said, I thought Jeff Sessions was dead. Like, seriously, even when I was a kid, he was a racist we made fun of. When I was a kid, I'm like, he's not only still alive, he's the AG. No! What? So the fact that they called every day for 2 months.
Right.
And they wanted me to go downtown and do a perp walk. I mean, it sounds like somebody had a little bit of a personal gripe, is all I'm saying. Because I kind of doubt that the Secret Service focuses that much of their time.
Honestly,
I don't think they called Johnny Depp every day for 2 months.
No.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what's so fucking chilling. How much stuff has happened since what happened to you and now, and how much fucking springtime for Donald Trump it is.
Yeah.
And how many 14 character. Oh, okay.
Springtime for Trump and America.
And how many of the 14 points of fascism we're at, and one of them is you. And this is why this is so important. I you know, I love that you said I wasn't Dixie chicked, I was Dixie dicked.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is why it's so important that you fight back and that we all fucking have your back, because it is chilling. Isn't that the word?
And by the way, when I said at my very flawed press conference, if it happened to me, it can happen to you, it's already borne out to be true.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look, I don't know him, obviously, but, like, I'm just saying, it happened to Andy McCabe, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what dirt they really have on him or what they think, but they said that guy was going to be out and his whole career gone overnight, and he's got to have a GoFundMe. Right. And that was all Fox, Daily Caller, Breitbart, all that shit.
Yeah.
So that Mike Drudge, like Matt Drudge, like that machine, once that apparatus goes for you, that it is coordinated in a way that is unfortunately quite impressive.
And you didn't see that at the time.
The one that Michelle Wolf
ended up in all, and you just go like, these people are fucking traitors, man.
And they're
going to end up
kids.
In prison.
Yeah.
And Kathy Griffin told a stupid joke with a, you know, prop with a ketchup.
Yeah.
And you know, like, this is, you know, I think
we're living the upside down.
But in the wake of what Michelle Wolf did, where you're like, really, a joke about a smoky eye is the same as joking about a war hero dying.
It's
not even a joke.
Or calling immigrants animals.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's very much of an edit. Like, I listened to the tape again where he says these people are animals, and then there's like an edit, and he's like, I mean, what's that gang? He's a
MS-13.
But he's also said it before about illegal immigrants being animals.
Of course. So why are we
even questioning? He hasn't just been talking about
it. He really believes it.
Yeah.
He really thinks it.
Kathy Griffin, you are a great American. And I love that. Remember that, everybody. The First Amendment is the First Amendment because it's the first one.
That's right.
And this is how democracy dies.
Mm-hmm.
When
freedom of the press,
you
freedom
say
of expression,
people like Kathy
freedom
Griffin's
of assembly.
Career needs to end. Her platform needs to be over.
Yeah.
Because she made a dumb joke. Like, we need to. I mean, I think, like, you're right. Like, all of us, the sisterhood, we have to have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so proud of you, and I know we've known each other forever, but I'm proud of you, and keep fighting, and we need more of your fighting spirit in the resistance.
Well, thank you, and I'm not going to stop, like, seriously, I'm not going to stop, because now that I've been through this, I really am kind of not afraid of anything anymore. I'm vested in this, and also, like I said, it's like, one thing I'd love to do after this tour, and you might laugh, because you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm sure you'll do that, but honestly, I would love to do a speaking tour at colleges, and talk to younger people, and be like, these are the experiences I had when I was your age. I know it's a different world, but I want you guys to know, like, really, this is why you have to vote. You have to vote on the local level. This is why it matters. This is how it affects you, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, that was actually, even though I'm a Hillary person, that was the best part of the Bernie campaign, I think, is bringing that student loan debt to the forefront, because all my younger friends, that's their main issue.
Yeah.
And so that's great. But this idea of deciding to choose a party that's literally just about hate and negativity and bigotry, and the country is changing gloriously, getting browner anyway, and this is sort of their last stand. It is chilling.
And don't fucking motherfuckers call Kathy Griffin mean when you're ripping children away from their parents and putting them in warehouses.
Yes.
And don't fucking, like, honestly,
right,
we gotta
the hypocrisy
take this country back. We gotta take this country back.
How about the fact that they may not do the White House Correspondents' Dinner because they think Michelle Wolf ruined it? She was so offensive.
Yeah.
And that's their game. We're gonna take our ball and walk away. And so I don't know that our institutions are holding. Like, I get optimistic when smarter people than I say they're holding, but I'm not, like, positive they're holding. I'll let you know after I try to cross another border.
She'll be here at 6 a.m.
You know how they'll be
up.
Holding is if you go to see Kathy Griffin on tour, if you help her sell out Carnegie Hall, right?
Radio say, City Music you, Hall, Donald the Trump. Dolby Theater. Don't just like my tweets.
We're giving it to you.
When's the Dolby show up?
Donald Trump's head on a platter, legally.
Randy, when are the Dolby shows?
July 19 and 20.
Yes,
that's right. And there are real people, darn it, that want to hear a lot of smack talking about Trump. And don't worry, I get to all the other essential topics that you would expect to hear and laugh
exactly,
about.
Exactly. God bless America, and God, as Donald Trump would say,
God bless the United States.
And God bless Kathy Griffin. Motherfucker. God damn, this has been great. Happy hour. Thank you, Kathy Griffin. You go on, honey. You keep fighting the good fight.
I just want to say in that tape, because my dad had dentures, it's clear his top tray fell out. Like, I'm not kidding. When I was watching that, I was like, oh, his top tray fell out.
Kathy Griffin just defended Donald Trump, everybody.
He has dentures.
Get that somewhere
else. But that tray fell out. He didn't have a dry mouth, all right?
Yeah.
So, Melania, take the trays and pitch them off the balcony, and we can all laugh.
Love you, Kathy Griffin.
I love you, too. Thank you.